What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I want to ask you about the Ohio State quarterback situation coming up here in a little bit. 216-474-0092. We got Rapine coming on. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, SI, 721 this morning. Whether or not the Browns could actually land Trey Hendrickson, and whether or not Mike Brown could just put the sword down for a moment. Because we haven't made a trade with that team in all 57 years of their existence, so why would we be able to make a trade now? Speaking of teams in the AFC North, I thought this was trashy. I thought it was low class. When we come to, like, when it comes to personnel, every team has skeletons in the closet. I'm not going to sit there and throw stones. Not going to happen. But I think that you can do a right faith thing. When the Titans do their old Oilers uniforms and they do them against Houston, I think it's a low class move. I think it's trashy.
I'm surprised the NFL allows that one.
When you're going to have your 30th season celebration and you're going to do it on September 14th and you're going to do it against the Browns, I think it's a low-class, trashy thing to do.
100%.
You agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it preserves the rivalry.
I think it's great for the rivalry. And I don't know, does Baltimore think they have a rivalry with us or not? This might be one of those, we think it's a rivalry. I don't know. Especially, like, think about how long it's been now where there's so many young fans that don't know anything about the lineage of the Ravens. I mean, unless they care to look it up or Google or... They asked their parents about how long they've been around. What about the players on these teams?
Remember, Jarvis Landry famously didn't know the Ravens used to be the Browns. Because, I mean, it's a different generation now. I mean, I'm approaching 40 years old.
Crazy to think about.
It is different. And there are plenty of guys who don't grow up fervent, knowing football fans, knowing the players and all that stuff and the teams like a lot of us do as kids. But I look at the schedule there, and I go, you can't pick any other day to celebrate your 30th anniversary you have to do against the Browns?
No, that's it. That's exactly the day they wanted to pick.
It's your home opener, but you could have done it on September 22nd against the Lions. And Joe Flacco is going to be your starter. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Right.
Do you ask Joe to walk over?
Yeah, are they going to celebrate Joe Flacco? Are they going to put his name up? And he'll get a cheer. It's not like they're going to boo Joe Flacco. I don't think any of them are worried about Joe Flacco being on the Browns while they got Lamar Jackson. So it'll probably be a warm and fuzzy moment for their fans.
They're doing a Super Bowl reunion, Super Bowl 35 reunion against Pittsburgh, but that's Sunday, December 7th. So you can't tell me you can't wait a week to have your 30th season celebration. I find it to be a shot at fans. I find it to be picking in a wound that we're trying to heal. Art Modell's been dead for a while, and even then, it seems that you guys still made out on it over there because you have, I want to call him Steve Buscemi. Bisciotti, thank you. Be a hell of a thing if Steve Buscemi owned the Ravens. Maybe I changed my tune a little bit. I really love that guy. Bisciotti's the owner. A lot of people say glowing things about him as an owner and letting people be involved and letting people do their work, and that's it. You've won two Super Bowls. We have the win over the Steelers. Lima, I mean, what do I have? I can't really argue anything with a Ravens fan when it comes to on-field over the last 30 seasons. I don't have much.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Browns don't have a lot of... It's not a lot of wars we can win when we're doing trash talk. I mean, with Pittsburgh, we can at least say we beat them in that playoff game. I know most Pittsburgh fans will diminish that immediately and... talk about their Super Bowls, which I understand. That's how it works when you're trash talking. You try to bring out the bigger guns. With Baltimore, what do we have? What do
that
we have
second
at all?
Half in Baltimore?
We have the Deshaun Watson second half.
We have the we have the kick six. We have the run into the bathroom game that went against us. We have, what was it, Jason Campbell, where they couldn't run the ball, so they had to get rid of the ball with time. You and I watched that game together at somebody's apartment in the warehouse district. I was meeting a significant other of yours for the first time. It ended up not being a significant other, but folks, that was years ago. Years ago, clearly. Kind of liked her. Kind of like you two together. Anywho, that's about it. That's about it. I got to see Deion Sanders last game against the Browns. Then they beat the Ravens that day. But other than that, I got nothing. So
they beat them week two, and then the Ravens won 14 in a row.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, there was that. The Gary Barnage butt catch.
Yes.
Crotch catch, whatever you want to call it. There was that. But honestly, I got nothing else. And to me, the players on the Myles Garrett getting ready for the game does not care about their 30th celebration. He'll be in the locker room doing God knows what. I don't think he pays attention to anything on the scoreboards. I don't think any of the players are paying attention to anything on the scoreboards or anything like that. But for us, this is why I'm bothered by it. It feels immensely personal. It feels like, hey, you guys have kept Art out and made a big stink about Art not being in the Hall of Fame. So we're going to stick it to you here with this chance.
Oh, is that
we have you on the schedule.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We'll stick it to you here. You guys sit there and call us the Ratbirds and all this stuff. We took your team, and we're going to stick it to you right here. That's the way it feels to me. And am I a little bit sensitive about it? Hell yeah, I'm a little bit sensitive about it. I you know what? I'm very sensitive about it. Because my team hasn't been the same.
It's amazing. I just looked it up. Joe Flacco, if you include that Jets ridiculous come from behind, which was, amazingly enough, was that 3 years ago? Was that 4 years ago when he was the Jets? And now if we would have told you then, he's the starting quarterback for the Browns. He was 18-3.
I might not have been too terribly surprised.
Flacco, 18-3 against the Browns. You know Lamar Jackson is only 8-5 against the Browns? Is that a feather in the JOK cap?
It's something. I don't know.
That is unbelievable.
Well, the Browns have been a better team than what most of the teams that Joe Flacco took on, but that's not saying too terribly much.
Yeah, but these Ravens teams have been, regular season-wise, as good as any of those Ravens teams, except for maybe two of them.
Regardless, for a team that's done some classy things, I've given the Ravens credit for that. I think it's a low-class trash move.
What do we do?
And I wish the team nothing but the absolute worst this year.
What do we do about, like, Joe Flacco, is he going to be asked about this? And what reception he might receive?
Obviously.
Do we want Joe...
You can't tell the story of the Ravens in 30 years without Joe Flacco.
Do we want Joe to also be a part of that embrace? Or do we want him to be like, no, you're the rivals now? Like, can we ask Joe, because he's going to be our starting quarterback, at least we think he's going to be our starting quarterback.
They've announced it.
For that game.
I hope that he'll be still the starting quarterback going into week two. But never say never.
Do we want Joe to put his game face on and not react? Or do we have to expect Joe to be nice because they're going to give him a warm reception?
I think probably the latter. Because this is a legacy thing. You want to super, regardless of what I want to say about how I feel about this move, and clearly everybody knows how I feel about it. Joe's a big part of that team's history, that organization's history. I think that you have to understand that some things are bigger than just this season. This is legacy here. And you always want to be welcome back to an organization and to a fan base that you did significant things with. And I know Lamar Jackson's the MVP. But he was the first one that really, hey, Trent Dilfer, that was a defensive team. He was the first one to really do it. So, yeah, Joe's probably going to have to play nice. And frankly, I think Joe's probably going to be happy he's not answering questions about his age and being a mentor and all that other crap that you can tell he just wants to roll his eyes about and tell everybody to shut up about. So I hate that we're doing this. I hate that they're doing it. And again,
But if you're big about preserving these rivalries, this is a good step for this rivalry, right?
Yeah, I guess. But I got my own problems I got to figure out here. I got four quarterbacks here, including Joe. You said, is Joe going to be the quarterback in week two? Hopefully he would be the quarterback in week two performance-wise. Obviously, I can't foresee any injury. God forbid something like that would happen. I want to ask you, though, Joe's a starter. How long's the leash? Now, I don't know who's backing him up yet. We don't know officially who's going to be his number two. But
I imagine if the Browns were 0-3, right, that would be
and that early.
Yeah, that would be the talk.
That like, early?
Yeah, because if you're 0-3, you're not making the playoff stuff. It's gonna be pretty damn negative in that locker room. If they're 0-3, guys are gonna start thinking about, man, what is this season all about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got all these veterans. You know, it's very rare for a team that is forecasted to be this bad to have this many good veterans. So you wonder about that.
God, 0-3 seems to be very soon.
And the thing is,
if it's three games, then I forget what I said about maybe stashing away Kenny Pickett on IR. Then I think it's got to be Kenny Pickett.
Right. I think
I don't
that
know if
would
you
happen.
Could just throw Shador or Dillon Gabriel out there like that.
Because the other thing is, how are those guys getting better? This is the other part of this process. Those guys are not really going to have the chance now that it's Joe's team and Joe's the starting quarterback. You know, you'll have the preseason game this week, and that's just about it. Everything is going to be about getting the Browns ready with Joe Flacco as the quarterback, not about determining who's the backup or any of that stuff. I mean, they'll still be going through evaluations. You know, the other interesting thing is the Browns, you realize they have not been 0-2 since the 0-16 year. They had a tie following year, but they have not been 0-2. So think about the bad teams the Browns have had. They have not been 0-2. They've always given the fans some reason for optimism in one of those early games.
I think I'm willing to go as far as if things are starting out really bad, I think when you come back from the London game, I think that maybe there's some changes that are made. Now, that first game back would be against the Steelers, but you guys know what I say. They're all NFL football teams. They're all tough. So I don't know if that's – I don't think that that makes a difference to me.
Yeah, do we even know if the Steelers are going to be that good?
216-474-0092. So how – Joe Flacco is your starter. How long's the leash? How long's your leash on Joe?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from
– This is a breaking news report.
He shoots. He scores.
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.